Welcome to episode 17 of the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to discuss several conversations that I have overheard or had in the last several days that have revolved around the initial experiences that young people are having in youth sports and how those experiences are impacting their future. I'll also discuss some questions that I'm asking that I think we all need to ask that are involved in youth sports on how we can present the early years better and more effectively to develop athletes that will be able to excel and achieve at a high level with plenty of energy and freshness when they get to the teen years, when winning and results become more important. First, start out, I've had opportunity to have either conversations or overhear conversations that people are having regarding youth sports over the last several days that really stuck to me and created some thoughts in my head about ways we need to move forward to make youth sports more impactful for those involved. One of the conversations that I had was with someone who had an elementary age daughter who really was excited about playing basketball and enthused about getting an opportunity to be on a basketball team and learn the game and learn the sport. She was described by her mother as a competitive kid, someone who has a lot of energy and one of those kids with bright eyes that's excited to be a part of a team and be a part of something fun at like playing basketball. And in this case, the parent who I was talking to said that her daughter is really struggling with the situation she's in and the environment she's in right now. The coach that she currently has is one that yells and screams a lot, demands a lot of the kids, and seems to, in my words, forget what age group that they're working with and that they're coaching. I know as coaches, and I was this way myself when I first started coaching out and coaching new sports, I thought that every single game, the result mattered. I thought that every single game, I was going to strive to win and do everything we could to win, just like I would have as a high school athlete or a college athlete. But what I soon learned in looking at the faces of my players and understanding when I really dug into what was important, I realized and changed quickly into understanding that development is the most important thing in those early years of youth sports. And the best way to measure success in those early years is to do so by seeing how many of the kids that you've coached at the end of the season are still excited about the sport and want to play again the next year. That, to me, is a far different reality than looking at the end of the year and seeing what the record was or whether or not your team won a championship or not. Another conversation that I overheard was between a couple of baseball parents, and one of them was describing that they had a six-year-old who's really enjoying baseball, has been a good experience, and they were having fun with it. And they had one practice a week and one game a week, very appropriate for 6 years old and introducing someone into that experience. The other parent was talking about their eight-year-old and the fact that they had games the entire weekend, and then we're going to have two or three practices this week. And again, I think it's great that kids are playing, and I'm not going to begrudge the experiences that are available to kids nowadays. I got to be honest, there are times I wish those had been available when we were growing up. I'm 45 years old, and when you look at what was available then, it's a far cry different now. But I also believe in reflecting on the conversation they had, I think there was a key point that the six-year-old was really having fun and enjoying learning about baseball and celebrating little successes along the way, developing a love for the sport. And it was partly, I believe, because he only had one organized practice per week and one game per week. Now, ideally, I hope that that young boy is playing baseball 6-7 days a week. But I hope he's doing that on his own time where he can develop that love for the sport, have the opportunity to learn through trial and error, and not have everything done in such an organized format that takes the freedom away from our kids. I worry about the state of youth sports moving forward because I don't believe we're doing the early years the right way. And I believe that we as parents youth coaches and leaders of youth sports organizations need to take a more discerning look at how we're approaching the age, and I'm just going to, for terms of easy use, the elementary years, basically, ages 6 to 12, and how we're approaching the sport. And do we have in mind what I believe should be the ultimate goal? And that is preparing young athletes to be ready at age 13 to go into a competitive environment with a fresh mindset, with a love for their sport, and with the willingness to put in the time that's necessary, because they're still excited about playing, because they've built and grown a love for the sport during those first 6 or 7 years, and they're not coming in tired and burnt out and ready to give up. Many studies have shown that somewhere around 70% of kids are dropping out of youth sports before age 13. And that's why I believe that development and what we do in the 6 to 12 year old age group is the most important for future success. Now, as I mentioned, I asked some questions, and for those of you who saw my thought for a Monday, the questions come from this. I've talked about the fact that I've been involved in several of the conversations, and I mentioned a couple to you early in this podcast episode. And the questions I ask that I think we all need to reflect upon that care about youth sports are as follows. Number one, why are we placing so much value on the performances and outcomes of 6 to 12 year old kids when they are still developing, learning, and growing both physically and mentally? Number two, what are we striving to accomplish as youth coaches when we scream and yell and berate 6 to 12 year old kids over their performance? Let's think about this. Do we truly believe this is the proper way to build young athletes who are going to be ready to compete at a high level when they enter their teen years? Three, why are we not focused on creating a youth sports environment with the goal of developing athletes to reach their competitive peak, both from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint, when they enter those teen years? Why are we not striving for an environment where the high school, and then ultimately for those who are able to advance to the college and professional level, are reaching their peak of excitement in the sport, their peak of excitement for competing, and that are ready and have all the tools that they need to be top-notch competitors at the high school level and above? I ask again, why are we not focused on that? I also ask, number four, are we even considering those kids that are being chased out of playing in rec leagues and intramural leagues for the middle school and high school kids? Those leagues are available for those who aren't the most talented, but can still gain so much from their sports experience. But are we chasing those kids out by the way we're conducting the youth age groups from age six to 12? So that when they get to their teen years, they become part of that 70% who drop out rather than find the avenue that's best for them? It might not be the varsity level competitive athletics, but if they're playing in a local rec league or an intramural program, they still get the health benefits of the sport from the exercise standpoint. They still get the opportunity to develop friendships and relationships with teammates. And I believe honing the skills to compete is something that's so necessary when you're preparing yourselves to go into the world where you're going to have a job professionally. Many, many professions, it's competitive. It's competitive to get a job. It's competitive once you have the job to keep the job and do that job at the highest level possible. And so if we can help kids learn how to compete and learn to value competition the right way, that's a good thing. Number five, finally, what does it say about us as adults if we are gaining some self-fulfillment or self-validation, or maybe even a padding of our own egos with the outcomes of games being played by 6 to 12 year olds? I believe there is a tremendous power and a value in the experiences gained by competing. How great would it be to have a world where a majority of kids are hungry to compete and are mentally and physically fresh and excited to strive for athletic success as they enter the teen years? because their early experiences in youth sports instilled a love and enjoyment for sports and competing. In those early years, were done strategically and intentionally in a way that promotes having them at their peak of athletic performance and at their peak, more importantly, of excitement to compete and be an athlete when they enter their teen years. Hopefully, if that happened, we would be able to see that drop, that percentage drop of the number of kids that are out of sports by age 13. And I hope we would be able to see an environment where kids are competing harder, competing more effectively in the teen years, and are ready to excel at a high level. There are countries, and I understand when I say this about a country like Norway, I read an article on them earlier this week. They have set up a youth sports program. And granted, it's easier to do in a country with only 5.3 million people than it is in a country the size of the United States. But they've developed a program that now is ultimately successful, in which they really do spend those years 6 to 12 just focused on development, not looking to play too much, allowing there to be space for free play. And again, I ask all of you who are in my age group and older, think about how much fun we had when we played pickup basketball games in the driveway. Think about how much we learned from playing touch football in the backyard, or how much we learned by riding our bikes to a local park and playing a home run derby. We were getting practice in that way of hitting a baseball and shooting a basketball and throwing a football. And frankly, I believe we may have even learned more about how to play because our experiences taught us what we needed to do better. And if we wanted to keep up and get picked for teams by our friends and be part of what everybody was doing, we had to keep up athletically and we had to continue to get better and strive to be better. But we had the space to make those choices. We weren't forced or prodded to do that by adults. And I believe there's benefit to getting back to giving our kids more space to learn and grow within sports themselves. I still think there's nothing better than driving by down streets and neighborhoods and seeing kids out in the driveway shooting baskets all together without an adult out there, maybe playing a game of touch football at the park, hitting baseballs, playing pitch and catch, kicking a soccer ball. Those are all activities that can be done in driveways and backyards and parks and schools, school playgrounds. And if we allow those to happen, those interactions to happen, encourage our kids to go do that on their own, I think we'll see a group of young athletes who are more satisfied with their sports experience. And then when we sprinkle in during those 6 to 12 year old age groups, the organized athletics within that, they can benefit from the teaching and the coaching, and they're going to be open to it. But it creates an environment where they can still be fresh and ready to go when those teen years hit. Because when they get into high school, it is competitive, and it should be, and it's good for us. Competition is good, but we need to prepare our kids for it and make sure that we have as many as can take advantage of it in the right way when those teen years come. Just to close out today's podcast, I have a couple thoughts that I want to share that go in regard to instilling and promoting a love for playing sports. I believe as parents, we all do want what is best for our children. And we're feeling the pressure to get them involved in the world of youth sports at the quote, right time, unquote. I had those fears when our children were young. Yet it has been proven that participation in organized sports before third grade will have no bearing on a young athlete's ability to reach their highest potential in high school and college. Is there a magic right age to get involved in organized sports? I don't believe so. However, I do believe that the younger they begin participating, the more important it is for us as parents to find programs that give our kids an opportunity to discover and experiment through free play. Honestly, until first grade, I believe there's very little long-term value in providing structure or even working on teaching proper fundamentals. I believe that in those early years and in first grade and below, if they are going to play, let them learn on their own, just be there to supervise and facilitate them to have fun and learn, discover, and try new skills and try new things. Most kids are not able to grasp concepts that are technical in nature at such a young age. If a child is going to participate in organized sports prior to first grade, find that environment where they can build a connection to sports and have fun. A focus on building that connection to sports and a focus on having fun in those very early years, coupled then with a mindset of working to develop competitors and develop athletes, but do so in a way that they are learning and growing, but still staying fresh and mentally and physically ready to compete at their highest level when they get to high school. I believe if we do that, we will see improvement not only in the experiences that our kids have, but I think we'll see an improvement in the experiences that our high school athletes, the coaches who are coaching them, and the programs and environments moving on beyond high school have from the kids that are entering. It'll be a group of kids who are more prepared and ready in many ways than they are now when they're playing so much organized sports and so many games. And I think we owe it to ourselves as a sporting society, and we owe it more importantly to our kids to do what's right by them. And I think we need to look at ways that we can prepare our 6 to 12 year olds successfully to enter those teen years at their top-notch level possible. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. I think love to encourage you, if you listen to this and believe the words that I say and are one of those people that see what I'm trying to get at, pass this information along to others. It's the grassroots approach is the best way to make change when it comes to really anything, but I think when it comes to youth sports especially. And I look forward to hopefully working and providing more and more resources, both through the podcast and other areas moving forward. I ask you to please don't hesitate to engage with me. My website, which is www.#competitionmatters, and that's all spelled out, .com, is up. And I have places on there where you can, at the bottom of each webpage, you can send messages to me. I also encourage you to check out my social media. Again, I'm at Facebook, that Competition Matters. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as well, and I post on a regular basis there. My Twitter handle is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Leon, L-E-O-N, Seitz, S-E-I-T-Z, 1, and you can use that, and you'll see my Competition Matters logo on Twitter, and then Instagram, I'm at #CompetitionMatters. So please check those out. Let's engage in conversation. I encourage that. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I look forward to bringing you more as time permits. So I hope all is well in the sporting world for you and your families, and I hope that you go out and make competition matter. We'll be right back.